Good morning, Mrs. Hillary Clinton.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. How are you all doing?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
I thought you'd be in Washington, D.C. for the Pope.
Well, he's coming to New York tomorrow and Friday, so
okay.
I think I'll let the folks in Washington see him.
Okay. Sybil is here. J. Anthony Brown is here, along with Don Lemon and Roland Martin and Jackie Reed. My question is,
you have an all-star lineup today, don't you?
That's right. That's right.
All covered.
All right. All right. My first question is HBCUs. I love HBCUs,
yes.
As you know. Okay.
Yes,
what,
indeed.
If you are elected president, what are you going to do for my beloved and troubled HBCUs?
Well, I was on the campus of one just the other day in Little Rock, Philander Smith College, and I was talking to the new president there because I know, as you all do, how important HBCUs are in our higher education system. They have closed the opportunity gap for hundreds of thousands of students each year and have been really in the front lines of producing leaders. So under my new college compact, we're going to support, encourage, and reward HBCUs that help our students succeed so students can complete college without cost being a barrier or debt holding them back. I believe that for all of the HBCUs that are trying to do this important work, we're going to have new federal funds investing more in the public HBCUs. We're going to do more to provide them the support and ensuring that the Pell Grants can be used to fund living expenses. And for private HBCUs, we're going to have a dedicated $25 billion fund to provide support to them. So I guess my bottom line is I, like you, admire and respect the role that HBCUs play. I have a lot of friends and former and present colleagues who are products of HBCUs. And, you know, we're going to help kids get into school, stay in school, and we're going to cut the interest rates on the loans if they have to take them out. So, you know, generally, we're going to make sure that we have extra opportunities for HBCUs because I think the role they play is indispensable.
All right, Roland Martin.
Secretary Clinton.
Hey, Roland, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to see you Saturday night at the Congressional Black Caucus Gala Dinner.
Wasn't that amazing? It was a wonderful night.
It was a huge night, and certainly there were critical issues that were raised. One of those that I want to focus on is this. In 2013, $23.09 billion in small business loans were handed out. African Americans only got 1.7%. In the last year of President Bush, African Americans got 8.2%. There are different factors, including the home loan, the housing crisis. Black women start businesses at a faster rate than any other group in America. What will you do specifically to address the issue of black businesses being able to have access to capital?
Great question. You know, I've said all over the country, I want to be the small business president, and I particularly want to be the small business president for women and minority-owned businesses because I think for a variety of reasons, a lot of it, as you just said, related to the financial crisis, we have not been keeping up with the pent-up demand that is out there, and particularly for African-American women, that's true. I know from traveling around the country, they can't get access to capital. They can't get, you know, the mentoring and support they often need to be able to go to the next stage. So here's what I want to do. I want to make the Small Business Administration, once again, a really aggressive and vigorous agency, reaching out to people, not just waiting for folks to come to them. I want to do more networking so that literally we have a team of people who are available 24/7 to counsel and support and send on their way people with good ideas. I had an African-American woman say to me one time that more good ideas die in the parking lots of banks than anywhere in America. And so what we've got to do is reverse that. And there's a lot of programs that are already in place, but they're not being given the emphasis or the funding and support that they need. And then I think we need to look at what are the niches we have to fill so that more people can find the help that they specifically need. I'm excited by this. You know, most new jobs in America are started by small businesses as they grow. And we got to get back into the job creation business. And you can't do that if you don't support small businesses.
All right. More questions coming up for Mrs. Clinton. And they come from Don Lemon, Jackie Reed, Sybil Wilkes. After the break, more from presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Next on the TJMS.